Yo and hello everybody, welcome to another episode of On the Fly with Mike and Ty. You're not Ty. Who are you?
Casey.
Get out of here, I need Ty. Yo and hello everybody, Mike here. Welcome to another episode of On the Fly with Mike and Ty. Seriously, who are you?
I'm Jackson.
God, yeah, another one. Get out of here. Me, Ty. Yo and hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of On the Fly with Mike and Ty, live from Idaho. Wait, who are you?
Who are you?
Nobody knows. Get out of here. I need Ty.
That's Kai.
Kai. Ty, how many kids do you have? Good grief. Yo and hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of On the Fly with Mike and Ty. Seriously? There's more of you?
Yes.
What's your name?
Ella.
And your name?
Eliana Wilson.
Eliana Wilson. You're not Ty Wilson.
No.
Can you go get him, please? Yo and hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of On the Fly with Mike and Ty's kids. Yo and hello everybody, Mike, Ty, On the Fly with Mike and Ty, here on location in not so sunny Idaho.
How you like it so far?
I've had a blast.
You've been here for 2 days. We've been in Montana for 2 days.
Great trip. Absolutely great trip. This has been so much fun hanging out with you, your family. Thank you so much for your hospitality, and we've just had a great time.
This is our first actual in-person episode. It feels so abnormal. It's like, wait, how do I click and
there's
not
no
look at you the whole time?
No, nothing to have to figure out. I do need a shave, but other than that, I'm good.
You can't hide behind your camera now. You have to look me in the eyes and say what you want to say. Oh, this is going to be good.
We're going to give away some stuff tonight, just in honor of that.
Let's start with the first one right now.
Okay, right now. First giveaway. Ready?
We're going to give away a 2000 Fleer Tradition hobby box. And all you have to do is put down below which player you think hits the first home run of the Major League season. Opening day is what, Thursday?
Thursday!
Oh gosh, I'm excited.
So excited.
What do you think the storyline will be come Sunday? Like, people are going to be talking about this like, oh my gosh, can you believe
it's
it?
It's too early.
Predict, that's the fun part about this.
Jeez.
Texas Rangers are actually good? Is that a storyline?
Yeah, they'll sweep their first series. They're going to be terrible. Ronald Acuna coming back. Maybe Mike Trout. Like, what does Trout do in his first couple of games? There's so many guys coming back from injury. Well, not so many. Several guys coming back from injury that I think are really important for the hobby, that they perform well.
Yeah. I think from the hobby side of it, I think people are going to be on Sunday saying, did we overhype Wander Franco? Sunday, that's what we'll see. And they'll say, maybe Bobby Witt is the real Wander Franco.
Did he make the roster?
Yeah.
Okay. So did
Julio Rodriguez.
Julio Rodriguez for
Seattle.
That's a
big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Julio Rodriguez be in Series 2?
That's a great question. You look at like some of the releases coming out. You got obviously Series 2 update, Chrome. Do they have to get him in Series 2 before they can get him in Chrome? Or can they can't be in update then Chrome because Chrome comes out.
Yeah, because you could be in Chrome update. They have Chrome update.
Well, okay. Yeah, very true. We do have Chrome update now. Jeez. And now they got Topps Gilded coming out. Ultra, like high end, I think.
High-end
we don't know the
Chrome,
price.
Right.
But
yeah. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I'm pretty excited about it. I saw that on Sports Collectors Daily. Go check it out.
You know what else is coming up this next weekend besides opening baseball? We got the Masters. And we don't talk a lot of golf on this channel. This is a baseball card channel mostly, but it's a hobby channel, and Tiger Woods is the number one name in golf cards.
And it is not a baseball card channel.
It's a sports card channel.
Jeez.
I get single-minded, narrow-focused.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, Tiger Woods potentially playing in the Masters. Freddie Couples said what?
He looked phenomenal, I think was the word he used, phenomenal, in his warm-up round. What does Tiger Woods playing do to Tiger Woods cards? Because I was telling you, I think you should go buy Tiger Woods cards. If he plays in the Masters, you're going to get a bump.
Well, it's an amazing story. Tiger Woods is the number one name in golf. There are a lot of great, like I watch golf a lot. There are so many phenomenal players. Tiger Woods brings the average person out of the woodworks to watch golf. Nobody else does that.
Yeah.
Right? So people want to, they know who he is. They want to own his cards. You're not going, ooh, I want to, you know, God, John Rahm rookie or something like that.
Right.
No, nobody says that. It's,
right.
It's Tiger.
Yep.
In the golf card world. So yeah, it could do a bump, especially if he performs well, given he hasn't played a competitive round of golf since his accident.
Right.
That's crazy just to think about.
That is crazy to think about.
That's how good he is.
I mean, I'll watch the Masters regardless, but if I know Tiger's playing, it's stop what you're doing and watch Tiger play his round.
Yep.
That's the type of influence he has on me watching.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting. PSA. Offering a vault now. I don't know if you saw that. I have a theory on why vaults are becoming a thing, but what's kind of your immediate reaction when you see PSA now offering a vault?
Well, we're offering a bench clear vault starting now.
There are no guarantees. We do not insure.
What was your question?
You see PSA offering a vault. Is that just kind of like whatever is what it is? Or do you have kind of a reaction to kind of this trend now?
The idea of a vault service seems unnecessary to me, but because I don't transact cards buying and selling.
Yeah.
So to me, it just seems like everybody's doing a vault. What's your thought? Tell me your theory.
My theory is vaults are the hobby's way of blending this traditional way of collecting with NFTs. This is how traditional collectors are finding a way to kind of trade in a digital world.
Okay, so you own the card, but you really don't have it in your physical possession. You have a digital version of it, essentially.
Right. You can get the version, you can get the physical. But so it's kind of blending the two worlds a little bit.
Okay.
I think that's kind of catching on because of the phenomena of NFTs and digital cards.
But isn't there a potential issue if you have eBay Vault, PWCC Vault,
right,
PSA Vault, you have all these vaults you have to track? Doesn't that become confusing and convoluted a little bit?
Right, yeah, because you have it in the eBay vault and you want to send it to somebody who transacts only on the PWCC vault. It's like, how do you get them cross vault? The next wave is going to be a service that transacts across vaults.
Man.
We need to create that little platform that connects the 3-400.
3-400, that's about right.
I had my kids are coding now. Maybe I can get them working on some coding.
There you go. Yeah,
coding a new platform.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
It just doesn't do anything for me. I want to hold the card.
You know what does something for you? Playing MLB The Show, hitting a walk-off homer against my two boys.
So we were playing MLB The Show. Never played it on PSA 5. And
PS5. PSA 5?
PSA, that is the card brain. PS5. Oh my gosh, that's funny. PS5. And so the controls are relatively complicated. You guys out there that play it are like, Mike, you're an idiot, and that's probably
true. There's four buttons.
Hey, it's directions. And anyway, took the first game, kind of getting used to it. We got beat, 6-3?
Yeah.
And then second game, tie with Trevor Story, it's a walk-off homer, and he called it right before. He goes, watch this.
Bottom of the ninth, right?
Right.
Walk-off homer.
It was fantastic. I guess so we're up 1-1, or we're tied 1-1. We're going to have a championship game later. Speaking of championship games, we're at halftime right now of the national championship college basketball.
Yeah.
So this will air after that, so we'll already know who the national champion is. But we don't know yet because it's only halftime. And it's been a great March Madness, a lot of cool storylines in North Carolina, Kansas, two historic powerhouses in college basketball. It's pretty great. The Final Four, Duke, you know,
Villanova.
Yeah. I mean,
make your prediction. I think UNC was up 15 the half.
They are.
What do you think ends up happening?
I think they roll with it. Kansas just doesn't look like they can make a shot. They're having a hard time. But it's a game of streaks, just like in the NBA. You can be down 20 and end up, we're only down 3.
Yeah.
In a matter of minutes.
Yeah, for sure. You looking at my notes here?
I'm trying to. Try to get ahead so I
look
can
how,
think
look
about...
Look how complicated those notes are. We wrote them down like right before we walked over here in true on-the-fly fashion.
The nature
fashion.
Of on-the-fly.
So get this. When I was reading the article about PSA Vault, so that Turner made the initial $830 million investment to acquire Collector's Universe.
Okay.
They just took another $100 million in investment And in this report, they showed that the valuation of Collectors Universe, which is now called Collectors, not Collectors Universe, the valuation, $4.3 billion now.
Sold. That's amazing.
Nat Turner.
Genius.
Genius investment. Genius investment. You had to go buy Beckett, SGC, or PSA right now. Which one would you go buy? Which one has the most upside for your money today?
SGC.
Really?
Yep.
Why do you say that?
Because their market share's relatively small. They're open, and they do business in a very smart way. The customer matters. And look, I'm not trying to throw PSA under the bus or anything, but the reality is they're just so big, they don't have to care about us.
True.
SGC does. I don't know. You? Who would you choose?
You know, it's funny. We were talking in the car about investment strategies, and your investment strategy is always buy the leader.
Right.
And in this case, we're not buying the leader. You're buying the second maybe. Right. But I'm with you. I think I would buy SGC because of the exact same reason you said. It's really hard to fail when you're in their position.
Right.
Right? If you fail, the chance of you succeeding is higher than the chance of you failing at this point. Whereas PSA, you have a 71% market share nearly across every category. There's a good chance that gets eaten away.
It's amazing that their value has gone up so much, given that they're still dealing with backlog. We're here almost 2 years later, and they're still dealing with backlog. And nobody seems to care. And I don't either. I mean, what am I going to do? You know, I can't change it. So,
yeah.
I wish they were faster, and I wish their prices would come down and all those things, because I have cards that I want to send in, and I'm just not going to do it at $50. It's not worth it.
For sure. We're not going to talk more about grading. We have a great video. If you didn't check it out, came out the beginning of this week, round table with five of us. We had Matt in town, Tyson in town, Ryan Nolan from Breakout Cards stayed with us. How fun was that to have the whole crew together in person?
First time we've done that.
Yeah.
This collaborative effort to make Bench Clear Media happen is so much fun, and to do it in person, way easier. It's not so much coordination. Hey, go sit over there and we're going to talk about this.
Yeah,
it was just great. I mean, this has been a great atmosphere this week. The show was fantastic.
My goodness.
We went to the Missoula Card Show.
It was sponsored by Zootown Sports Cards. Awesome host. Took care of us when we came in, gave us a Bench Clear table. Hillary was fantastic, so thank you for doing that. You'll see a Missoula Sports Card show that we put together coming out later this week.
An amazing, great vibe of the show.
Man.
Tons of kids. If that's a sign of where the health of the hobby, we're in good shape as a hobby.
Good shape.
Yeah.
Speaking of good shape, you set me up for success this week.
How did I do that?
You've been here for 36 hours. And you're going to see actually, as you're watching this, you're probably seeing a couple clips that I'm weaving in. Mike has been out in my garage. You guys know I've purchased multiple collections over the last year. And he walked in and realized that I didn't have a strategy with some of this vintage stuff. And I didn't. Outside of like Mickey Mantle, right? Take the Mickey Mantle
and
grade it.
How'd you figure that one out?
The rest of it was a little bit hectic, to say the least.
Yep.
And so Mike spent the last day with my sons and Casey, my oldest daughter.
I'll give her some props.
There you go. She's running camera right now. What'd you do? What'd you actually do for me?
So his vintage was basically just in shambles. Disoriented, that's not the right word.
Discombobulated.
Definitely that. And so what I did was I was able to basically kind of mesh it all together, put all the right years with the right years, pull all the Hall of Famers. I got it right here, so I'll hold it up. This is a three-row box of raw Hall of Famers, every one of them, from Hank Aaron to Carl Yastrzemski.
Let's see. Let's start right there. What do you got?
Well, this is Hank Aaron, I think. Yeah, so you got Hank Aaron. I don't know how well y'all can see this. Like, these are all just some leaders cards with Hank Aaron, 66, 67. This is all just great show stuff for you.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be way easier for you to find stuff when you need it. Hopefully it helps you out, honestly.
And then you made basically three or four row boxes sorted by years for dollar boxes, $2 boxes, which will be great to take to a show.
Yeah, commons that people are looking for, building sets or just want some vintage or whatever, you're ready to roll.
Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Told you that. Really mean it.
Yep. That's fun, though.
You were in your element.
Dude,
it was just flowing out of you.
He comes in, he's gone doing something else, and he comes back. Have you even moved from that seat? No. I've just been sort of. And God love Jax, man, your son. He's just, he was so helpful and just like, hey, man, you can take a break. He's like, no, I'm good. I'm having fun. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. So it was great working with him.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's give away another box.
Okay.
94 Bowman football hobby box. What do you want?
We're going old school. This
there's no right answer on this. We're going to give it away next episode.
Yeah, so this one I want everybody to go down, write a comment, who your favorite football team is going to draft first round this year in the NFL draft, and you can win an NFL box.
Again, no right answer.
Yeah, we're just going to draw a random name from that. Yep,
We'll give it away next week on the show. Two boxes. Yeah, pull those out of the
stash.
The monster over there.
You have so many cards. I don't even... Literally swimming in cards. You could fill a swimming pool. That'd be fun. Ooh.
No ideas. We've talked about filling a fire pit and filling a swimming pool.
No fire pits. No fire pits.
Last time you did a fire pit with a card, didn't turn out well. No. I will not allow to do that.
No.
On that note,
that's it. Thanks, guys. Yeah. What else we got?
That's a wrap.
We're going to watch the rest of the national championship.
That'll do for our first in-person On the Fly with Mike and Ty.
See you guys. Thanks for watching.
See you guys. Bye.
What's up, Casey?
Sup, Mike?
Yeah. Another one. What's your name?
Ky?
My bad.
Yo, and hello, everybody. Mike here, baseball collector.
This is my house. I did the intro.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. Hey, guys, what's going on? Mike, baseball collector's in my house. Breaking some boxes, and he just tried to steal my intro. Dare you.
Oh, hey, what's up?
How's it going? Welcome to On the Fly with Mike and Ty.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's up? Welcome to...
Let's try that, too.
Thanks, man.
Oh, hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's up? Welcome to...
On the Fly with Mike and Ty.